Hello, Wind Believers. Good morning. My name is Renee Barbo, the Practical Shaman, and the purpose of these gatherings is to learn to work with the emanating energy of wind. The goal of wind work is to provide simple, practical tools that can help shift you from form to consciousness. Once you can move with the divine energy and become the wind, you will not get stuck in fear or illusion. Today we're going to do a resurrection meditation. And resurrection comes from the Latin verb resurgere, to rise again. And to rise again is a really important concept because there's been many times in the evolution of our world and our civilization and our consciousness that we've been required to rise again. And I think right now, more than ever, it's really an important concept, an important idea. And when I began this wind work, I was just looking for a solution to another problem that was going on in my life. And I thought, wow, the wind is a perfect metaphor to describe the upheavals and the intersections in our life. Little did I know when I moved that rock in from that cave that I was entering into a world of energy that was going to take me for a ride. Maybe on my magic carpet, I'm not sure, but it's been a ride. And then the further back I probed into the wind caves of time, I learned that these wind gods and goddesses that were speaking to me through my writing and working with me when I was working with clients were actually ancient energies with very, very important messages to share. And for those who know my practical side know that I never was one to say, oh, I was channeling this or channeling that. So for me, it was quite a big surprise that my own shaman consciousness started to merge with these winds. And some of the winds that I'm working with now and studying, that's what this is all about, is learning to merge with these energies in order to move our life, in order to take the things that are happening outside of our life and to be able to integrate them into our lives, and furthermore, to be able to shift and change like a sailboat in the wind, because there's a lot of winds coming at us that aren't even our own at this time. As I traveled across the continents of time and space, I found it curious that while all winds were creator gods, they all had different job descriptions. Now, there was a little bit of overlap, but one would think that when one went to one country or another country, winds would be like tempest, stormy, and really funny that today the wind that I've called to do this meditation with us is the Goda, the Polish wind of compassion. And it's about finding freedom in forgiveness, which is absolutely perfect for where we're going on this journey today. The more I go, the more I understand that these winds have a deep understanding, and they played a major role in reinforming and evolving consciousness throughout time. And especially, the further I look, at the end of the last ice age. And it sounds a little far-fetched for me, so if you're sitting there thinking, oh, I don't know where she's going with this, just stick with me and take this journey and see if you can help me put this picture together, this puzzle, these pieces that are coming together, because I think it's as a group, which was really clarified that somebody in our group already went and had the meditation that we were going to do today before we even did it. That's shaman time, which is great. And so I'm really curious when she has it, if it clarifies a little bit more of the puzzle we're talking about. And there was some point in time when people tried to organize this consciousness, this merging of nature with humanity, and tried to organize it into this religion or that religion or whatever. And I'm not picking on any particular religion. I'm just saying there was a time when somebody thought, oh, I can take this direct experience people are having of God and shape it. And that's where we're going today. We're going back in time to a place when something happened in the earth. And when this happens, we're actually going to kind of do a dismemberment And then we're going to travel forward in time on a wind and see what was really happening at this time when people tried to start funneling these ideas of energies and nature energies into organized fashions and what that soul loss was there. And then we're going to try to take these gifts that we had, that we were offering earlier, and bring back those parts that we lost, and then bring ourselves back out of that cave. And I think that this is going to be really, really powerful. And I'm going to call in sacred space, and I'm going to ask that you start to do your deep wind breathing. Get yourself comfortable. And as you breathe in wholeness and connection. And as you breathe out, connect that breath to everything. And keep breathing in all possibilities, all experiences. And as you breathe out any fear, any disbelief. And keep that breathing all the way down to your belly and hold it for about 10 seconds. Thank you, Dakota, for coming here with us today to share your wisdom about compassion and forgiveness. Enter into this sacred space, this time continuum we call life. I call upon the rock people, the rivers, the streams, the mountains, the star people, Grandmother Moon, Grandfather Sun, and all of the elementals, join us here today. Join us for this resurrection meditation. Come to this sacred ground. Be here with us now. I call upon the winds of change, the winds that are older than the caves, the first winds that moved all of creation. Eurus, Notus, Zephyrus, and Boreas, I invite you, cardinal winds, come here. Come here from your directions to hold space as we take this journey backward, forward, into time, into space. Come here. Clear any heaviness that's in our hearts, that's in our bodies, that's in our souls. Bring forward our compassionate self, that we may offer forgiveness, that we may become vehicles and vessels of forgiveness, energies of forgiveness. Thank you. Find yourself in nature. It's about 13,000 years ago. Look around. What are the landmarks? Are you part of a tribe? And all of a sudden, without warning, there's the long-tailed heavenly climbing star, the comet known as the Younger Dryas. It's about 62 miles in diameter. And you see it coming. But you're not afraid because you're connected to spirit and connected to everything. And as that comet hits the planet, it shears off the tops of the ice caps. And see yourself exploding into a million light pieces. And the world plunges into darkness. And just for a moment, remember all of the gifts you brought to the world to share. Of all of these pieces, all of these separate light pieces that you are in the moment. In this darkness, you're lighting up this dark space. What is the one gift that you want to take forward with you in time? This period of time lasts about 200 years. And as you begin to reemerge and civilization reemerges, you find yourself coming out of this cave of darkness, this time, with this one gift that you brought to share. And you're going to become an observer. You're going to be flying on the back of an eagle, flying around the world with this overview. As the winds begin to move again, according to myths and lore and legends, the light begins to enter the planet again. And as a being of energy, where do you plant yourself? Are you part of a nomadic tribe or an agricultural community? Are you working to restore the pyramids? What is the gift that you brought forward? What is the work that you're doing? As this energetic being of light, where are you? What are you doing? How are you being? What are you offering to the rebuilding of humanity? And now there's another wave. There's people coming and telling you the magic is in their books and is in their temples. And now you're taking your light. And you're going back into the cave, back into this place of hiding. But when you go, there's a part of you, this part of you that separates out. It's a soul loss. It doesn't come with you. It goes back up. It goes back into the wind. What is this essential part of yourself that gets lost? As you re-enter to this cave of silence, this cave of separation, this cave of disconnection. What is the essential piece that you cannot carry forward any longer? What is the belief? Can you identify the feeling of this loss? What was this ending? And how did it change your relationship to spirit? Today, you're going to emerge from this cave. You're going to call back that gift that you traveled with all through time, that unique soul gift that's you, that makes you special, that makes you you, that makes you a unique you, that travels with you through all your lifetimes, all the winds that move you. And you're going to call back that part of your soul, that part of that collective soul that left when you were cut off from your direct experience of the wind, your direct experience of spirit. It was never found in the books. It was never found in the temples. It was found in nature. So we're going to call back that essential piece of ourself now that reconnects and knows how to partner with nature. And we're going to call that energy your wind. And we're going to ask the Goda to give us compassion, forgiveness for those, for any of those people, for any of those situations that might have played a part, played a role in this disconnection. We're going to forgive them because it's through that forgiveness we're going to reconnect to our true nature. Allow that to happen. Allow the winds of forgiveness to dance over you and everything else in the universe. And as you walk forward another few thousand years back into the present, with it you're bringing the gift of your eternity, your eternal gift, that soul part that was lost. You've got it now. Bring it forward and bring it forward into time and feel yourself empowered. Feel yourself with that absolute knowing of your connection, that you have a direct experience of this connection. You know it. You know it when the wind blows, when you see the trees moving, that that's your experience. That everywhere you look, you see that you are connected. As you move forward in time, you move forward complete and whole. You're dancing with the winds. You're partnering with this nature as you move forward back to your room, back to today. Feeling whole, feeling connected, feeling this resurgence. As you rise again, coming out from that cave, those wind caves, bringing forth your spirit shining bright. Thank you, Dagoda. Thank you, Eurus, Notus, Zephyrus, and Boreas. Thank you. Thank you to the rock people, to the rivers, the streams, the mountains, the star people, and Grandmother Moon, Grandfather Sun, and all of the elementals. Thank you for this beautiful day. Aho. I want to thank you, Wind Believers, for taking time from your day to experience this meditation of resurrection and reconnection. And I hope you feel as enlivened and full of wind as I am at the moment.